It's in the weeds with
Dan
and Zeke. We're back again. Back again after our third hiatus, I believe. This one was really important, though.
We're here in the Hot Fudge Studios in Baja, California.
No, we're not. There is not. There's no Hot Fudge Studios. That's a total bald-faced lie. He lies to you. Right?
Right.
Guess what, though? We've got two special guests here tonight. Kenzie Kane and Cherry. Say hello.
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 Cherry's very shy. And they're here to...
smoke some weed.
We are going to smoke some weed. And then... we got, wait a minute, who's going to smoke Sour Diesel? Because we're going to do our review. So, tonight, we've got a Sativa Dominant Hybrid Sour Diesel against the Purple Bubbleberry, which is an Indica Dominant Hybrid. And we're going to test these two out and let you know what we think.
Welcome back.
Oh no! It's what?
In the weeds with Zeke and
Dan. No, I'm Zeke. I'm Zeke. You're Dan.
And I'm Dan. Imagine that.
I know. It's, what are you talking about?
And we're doing what?
In the weeds.
Smoking some weeds.
Oh my God! Yeah.
So Laura.
Yes.
You were earlier talking about
my name's not Laura. I don't know who you're talking to. My name is
they
Zeke.
They listened to the show.
No, you haven't. Don't listen. Go on.
Have you thought anything about the emerging flu or the virus coming from China?
What?
Yeah, oh my God. It just came over to the States.
What?
Yeah, there's a virus, like a pretty... I think it's the new deadly virus in China that just came over to the States.
Kenzie Kane and Cherry cannot believe their ears right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not into it.
It's true. It's the. I don't know exactly what happened, but they found a case, I think, in...
in the
California.
United States?
Yeah.
Oh, in California. Well, that makes sense. But it's from China. I don't know my geography very well.
China's the big country.
The big country. I know that.
Yeah,
in the
it makes sense.
Asian... Pacific, but
yep, there are Asians there.
Cherry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was a lot.
That, I didn't know what to call the peppery thing.
That was a lot. It is peppery. Oh, by the way, we're smoking the sativa right now. I don't know if you can tell.
What's that called?
Sour Diesel.
Oh, yeah,
oh my
sour
God.
Sour Diesel. How would you describe it?
It's very peppery.
Without using peppery, how would you describe it?
I can't.
More Tom Cruise, less Val Kilmer?
Holy shit. This is what happened. I've been smoking indica all day. So to counteract that and to give you a good review of this Sour Diesel, I had to smoke a good amount of the sativa. And I'm telling you right now, I took a gigantic hit off this little tiny bong just a second ago. And I don't even know if I can like stand up. So what are we talking about? Sour Diesel.
Yeah.
Sour
what movie
diesel?
Star does it remind you of?
It's got to be someone who's always intoxicated in some way in a movie.
What? I think Sour Diesel is good for depression.
All right, wait. Okay, so Dan says, really, so and actually this is a really good one. Vin Diesel is like Sour Diesel. And I'm going to say, okay, you know, I don't know why, because he's kind of an up, you know, like he's doing action and all that stuff. He's a big guy, right? But he's also moody.
True, I guess.
He's moody.
A brooding.
Yeah, underneath it all.
I haven't really had conversations.
He's just a moody man.
So,
I'd say that's good. But also, Mark Ruffalo is in the running for this. Only because he's Mark Ruffalo. And I think that Mark Ruffalo and a cider Ruffalo. That's excellent.
Sounds
that's
like a rice dish.
Can I get a cider Ruffalo, please? What kind of sauce would Mark Ruffalo have?
I think you could go anywhere.
I want to say teriyaki for some reason.
I thought of butter sauce.
Butter. Really?
Garlic butter sauce.
Garlic butter?
That's what came to my
Ruffalo. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, garlic butter sauce. It's got to be Italian in some way, right? Yeah. I have no idea. Someone should look that up, though, because he might call me upset.
Oh.
Hey. He has my personal number on his phone, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Sure enough.
Are you actually here, Dan?
I am.
Oh, would you like to contribute to the show now?
I have been.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Would you like to smoke more weed?
No. No. I don't think I could.
Well, that's not in the spirit of the show.
At this moment. So, tell us your experience, Jarrett. I mean, Sherry.
God damn it. You.
With, Sour Diesel. What is your experience?
It's one of my favorite strains, and it is good for depression. It's definitely, like, uplifting and energetic.
It did wake me up.
Give some happiness, you know, boost that mood.
I mean, I'm freaking stoned, but it woke me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I slipped into
it
the stoned
region. It gives me a
bit
of a burst of energy.
Yeah.
You can get like.
I just smoked too way
distracted.
Too much today. That's all that happened here.
We were out, so we didn't really smoke very much.
Kenzie Kane, can I get your review, please?
I would have to agree with those statements. I don't really have much more to add, to be honest.
Uplifted, right? Yeah, pretty uplifting. Yeah, your demeanor is, you look very bright.
Oh, thank you.
I am
underneath the light, so.
You know what I mean. Your face is bright, and your smile is open. You look very relaxed. And
I am
pretty
relaxed.
Feeling no pain. Are you feeling any pain over there, Cherry? Yeah?
Cherry? No pain, no gain.
Oh my god, this is so funny. Oh my god. I'm not very good at this because I always get too stoned.
Distracted?
I start, because it's the show, you gotta give a good review. Like, you gotta know what you're talking about. So you've gotta hit that thing and make sure you know what it's going on here.
The full effects.
And I say, that I had indica all day. And was gonna take a nap, and now I want to hang out and talk and have fun.
Yeah, this really woke me up a lot. It's not too bad with the paranoia, Sour Diesel is one of my favorites.
See, I don't like to smoke a lot of sativa because there's times I'll come out and punch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, who wants to get with me? Let's go. You know, it's like, boom, boom. It's like, you know, you're up in someone's face and you're checking the blinds. You're like, what are they doing next door? What are they doing next door? I hear they got cameras. It could be that bad, but I've never been that bad. That's
anyway. Like just saying it could be that bad.
Yeah. And it's Dan's over here just sucking off this water
pipe. Excuse me?
What?
Dan is just here sucking off this
water pipe? This water pipe is what I was referring
the
to.
The euphemism?
I don't know what you speak of, Daniel.
Yeah. I am smoking purple bubble berry.
Yeah.
And
it sounds good.
I would say it's good. It was described to me as, what did the guy say? It was a sangria? And I thought that was okay.
It tastes and smells like a fruity wine.
Yeah.
Which is actually, I thought, a very good description because I love the smell of it.
Very nice. Yeah, the taste of it.
Yeah,
what's going on? And it's very beautiful. It has a little purple colors.
Yeah, it's indeed purple.
Cute.
doing, you? Oh, the dog came to play. Yeah. We don't have dogs. I meant the cat. The cat came over and I gave them a fish.
So should we tell them why we took so much time off?
In California?
Well, I guess you sort of spilled half the beans.
No, we had to move our studio, Hot Fudge, over to California.
Why'd we do that? Wildfire relief.
Wildfire relief.
Yeah, we wanted to do shows for wildfire
that's
relief.
That's what we're doing?
That's what we wanted to do. It didn't pan out.
That's what we wanted to do? What were
the
we
road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Oh. Okay, so what are we still doing in California?
No, we're not there anymore.
Oh, we're not? Okay, Hot Fudge Studio has now moved once again.
You've already told them it doesn't exist.
They don't remember.
You've already told them they don't even listen to the show.
No, they're all high. They're all high. Every one of them. Ray Boy, Russ,
a you know it's a great show if you can name all the listeners by name.
The Neighbors. Out in AZ. Yeah. Shout out. Now it's techno.
Wait,
it's techno.
Woo! No, that was the same.
This is
time.
Definitely that's sativa, okay? Because I'm dancing without dancing. Like I didn't have to get up for that. I didn't even have to bother.
You've got to get up if you're feeling the music.
I felt. Oh, you know that video of that kid when he's totally tweaking out.
The video of
and
the kid.
He's at one of those, and he does this back and forth. He's like, but he's going so fast, it looks like he's gonna split himself in half.
What are you talking about?
On YouTube.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we're not advertising
shuffle,
YouTube.
Like doing some kind of shuffle.
Hey, oh no, he's like doing that. You don't know what I mean.
It was the Harlem Shake, not the Brooklyn Shuffle.
Oh, the Harlem Shake. Wow. Totally different conversation. How long did it take you to think of that?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry, you guys weren't there. I'm sorry. Kenzie Kane and Cherry are looking at us like so rude, so rude. But what the hell were we saying? This is definitely
a
sativa. I was saying, because I just started cheer dancing, okay? And that's, you know, usually I'm like, mellow, dude, shut the light off, you know? And now I'm cheer dancing.
It's just,
I'm afraid to try them because some of them give me an off reaction. They make me really bitchy and moody. Not that that's not how I am on a regular day. And that's what counteracts that.
I think it's
is the indica.
It gives
so,
you anxiety and then getting anxiety.
Right, it pumps you up. It's like, okay. But it can rev you up. And if I'm already revved up when I wake up. Like, I don't need any revving. I wake up
coffee.
With, like, I'm jumping out of my skin. I'm just like, where's my pills?
Yeah, I know.
Is the floor crooked again? What's happening?
Well, yes.
yeah, it is. Yeah, here in Colorado. But, you know, only states that have the letter C in the beginning. So, like, Canada counts. But
it's not a state.
They don't know that either. Yeah. What? Coming to you from Ontario, Canada. That was our hockey team, but... That didn't pan out either. Right, Dan? It's always his fault, just in case you're wondering. You know, you guys can get in on this show. Everyone, please get in on this
show. I'm so relaxed. I'm just like really feeling like that.
Where were you the night of September 21st, 1946?
I was not alive.
1946, yeah, well, I was not alive either. Is that what you were looking at the time?
What?
12 minutes and 46 seconds.
That
you said September 12th, 1946. Yes, you did. It's more than a coincidence. Sour Diesel's a good weed. This is a good one. I I'm gonna keep it, this one.
No, I'm waiting.
I'm like, I can't stop. Oh my god, this is like when you do things you shouldn't be doing. This is a little much. I smoked way too much. Oh my god. Oh yeah, the new. Would you like to talk about?
Are you wearing paisley?
Yeah, I am. Something like that. Paisley, some kind of paisley.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, paisley. You know, it's like.
Yeah, there we go.
It's like just a long sleeve T-shirt with a print. Cute. Yeah, it's sort of that. Without knowing a better word to say, it has an Indian feel.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
the design and stuff. This really looks like Indian to me. It's very pretty.
Describe it for the listeners.
It's why you gotta like post a picture of it next. If you see this woman,
there'd be no point of you describing it.
If you see this woman, you can't tell. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we try to shield our identity, right, Rave Boy? Right, a Russ, a T. Right, the neighbors. You know who you are. Shout out to Arizona. Right, Dan?
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I agree. The secret of interviewing is never to ask black and white questions. You have to ask open questions.
Did you review your purple bubble berry? That's the question.
I didn't give it a movie star review yet, but I haven't really thought of that.
I'm going to suggest somebody.
Sure.
Microphone.
Who saw that coming?
Wait, I have one.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like it.
How about you, Ken's King?
I want to say Bob Saget.
Oh!
Saget, with a curveball.
That would hit that.
Bob Saget's...
You just ruined Mark Ruffalo.
I did it.
Bob Saget swearing or Bob Saget in Full House?
Yeah.
Like, swearing, all right.
Oh!
Not bad.
Mark Ruffalo, we pray for you. No, you just...
Do you
just
know any movies that totally Mark Ruffalo have been in?
Yeah, the Hulky ones.
Eternal Sunshine.
Was he in
that?
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. That's why I like him so much.
I don't remember him being in that movie.
Not just because of that movie, but I've seen him actually in quite a few roles. I couldn't even name the movies or when they were, but... For a long time, I've been seeing him in things, you know? And not really knowing who he was.
Did you know he's Australian?
I like him.
No,
like
I didn't
Russell Crowe.
Really?
Yeah. And Yahoo Serious.
Russell Crowe and Yahoo Serious? Yeah. Who the hell is Yahoo Serious?
You don't remember from the 90s?
From the
90s? Who is that? I don't know. He's a comedian from Australia in the 90s.
Oh,
wow. Oh. Later on Trivia, Daniel asks an even harder question. Holy crap. Question. So I'm going to give this Sour Diesel like a 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because it's... Yeah. It's because... No, I'm not really sure. Maybe after the show I will.
Why not? The show's about smoking weed.
All right.
Do it for the listeners. It's been a while.
If you insist. Oh my god, it's giving me a wicked dry mouth, though. I need something.
Oh, yeah.
Here, there's water right here.
Have some fruit.
I want to make some tea.
Do you want... Feel better.
Yeah, have fruit.
Yeah, fruit.
Please, help. You guys have as much as you want.
That's
please.
What I was thinking about. I'm
going to have a snack now.
Lot
do you want me to put the kettle on?
The
yes, please. See, we're just regular people, all our fans out there. Don't feel embarrassed that you can't live like us, because we live like you. We're just regular people.
Making tea, eating fruit because we're high.
The same way every day. It's just like you.
Oh man.
That totally sounds like we're laughing at them though.
We're not. You kind of made fun of all the listeners the whole show.
I am not.
They don't know what being made fun of is.
They don't know what, you don't know what you're talking about. Right? It's on my side. Mm. I know you are. You know what? You should write in. We should give them a P.O. box. We're going to get a P.O. box.
We had a Twitter account.
What happened to it?
Well, we stopped making shows.
Well, whose fault is that?
Ours.
Oh, listen. Maybe if we knew that you want us to make more shows, we'd just get it, you know, done regularly. But
our listeners have our phone numbers. They've told us they want more shows.
They have?
Yeah, Andrew.
I don't know that person.
I mean,
I know Rave Boy, Arusa T.
And now, the neighbors.
Oh, yeah, don't forget the neighbors. Shout out to Arizona. And Ken's cane and Cherry.
Yes.
Those are the people we know. And all the names have been changed. Every one of them, even yours and mine. Thanks.
What happened?
Even Dan and Zeke. They're different. Yours has been changed because I only call you Daniel.
Deacon Zane.
And now everybody knows you as Dan. Right?
It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Wait,
I know
what
it is.
Huh? Are you the only one that doesn't have a fake name?
What?
Is that what you...
Cherish the listeners!
At least you didn't use her name.
Wow, I'm not telling you any more secrets. That is...
You realized you just said her name.
Oh my god! No more secrets for me. Are you gonna have to take that part out? Shit. You're gonna have to edit it, honey. Alright, back to business. So where's my tea? Is it ready?
No, not ready yet.
You're literally 4 feet away from the kettle.
It's not hot yet.
There's no milk in this house.
Oh no, I forgot!
I
don't like it.
I just drink tea black.
I like it with milk.
I don't understand why. Like, I can get that you prefer it with milk, but I don't understand. What about putting a little mayo in it?
It's like the only way I like it.
Mayo?
Yeah. At least get the color.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Do not put mayo in tea cups ever.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of mayonnaise.
Oh, I love mayonnaise.
Okay, is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
It's mayonnaise.
Hence the letter O.
You say it right
in
the middle of the word.
Mayonnaise. Onions have O and it's not pronounced.
Yeah, it's the way that it's your inflection because of the region where you live.
Oh, you're saying like it depends on the accent that you have?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what I said.
And you're sticking by it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sticking to it. Don't you worry about that. Even if I'm wrong, I can convince you I'm right 9 out of 10 times.
Well, more by force than anything.
You're gonna listen to what I'm saying, and then you're gonna repeat it back to me, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Boot camp for everyone.
Boot camp.
A little milk.
Oh yeah. How much?
A drop.
Yeah.
A drop or two.
If you put a little water in there,
yeah,
it'll make it even look.
A little. You really think that's gonna help you?
Wait a minute.
A drop.
Wait a minute. He says I can put some water into the milk for my tea. Yeah, to stretch it a little because there's not water in the tea.
Right.
I guess.
Exactly. Well, it would make more of the milk if you put water into the milk.
Has anyone had cake?
A little bit. No.
You should have. No. Oh, you can't. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's nothing wrong where Kenzie came, and she can have all the cake she wants.
It's okay. I don't care
what you have to say about the purple bubble berry. The fucking sour diesel wins tonight. You think?
Sure.
What are you trying to say, Daniel? Are you trying to tell our audience that you're a whipped man?
No, I'm trying to say that I smoked indica and you smoked sativa. And that's why you're talking a lot and I'm just sitting here hanging out.
Well, there you go, folks. Sativa is great if you want to get up, up, up. And do some housework. Go for a bike ride. Talk to a friend for about 6 hours. Or you just want to relax and sit back. Maybe brew a cup of tea, you know? Have a little of the indica. I had a little both, so now I'm going to have a cup of tea. But thanks for joining us. Till next time. Dan.
Thanks for the cup.
All right. See ya.